A storm moved off the Carolina coastline this morning. That system is tracking well south of Cape Cod this afternoon. Some cloud cover from this storm did reach our southern areas during the first part of the day. Those clouds quickly moved out as the storm accelerated to the east. A cold front is currently pushing through our area. The front actually helped to nudge that big storm out to sea. There's not a great deal of moisture with the front. There are just a few spotty showers on radar. We've even had a few reports of snow showers in the Adirondacks. In most areas, we've seen sunshine mixing with clouds from time to time. The cloud cover is a bit more widespread across the North Country. With the crossing cold front and an intensifying storm to our southeast, the wind has kicked up this afternoon, gusting at times close to 30 miles per hour. A red flag warning, indicating the threat for brush fires, is in effect for the Capital District, Taconics, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and Western Connecticut through early this evening. The cold front will move to our east tonight. Any lingering clouds will break up and any showers will end. It'll cool down to winter-like levels once again, with lows in the 20s in most areas. The wind will be gusty through the first part of the night, then will begin to diminish later on. High pressure will build in from the west tomorrow morning and then track across the area during the day. It'll be a bright day with highs in the 40s to right around 50 degrees. There won't be much wind blowing, so with bright sunshine, it'll feel quite pleasant, even though it will be about 5 to 10 degrees below normal for early April. On Sunday, low pressure will track to our north, and a cold front will push through. Some showers are possible. A southwesterly wind in advance of the front will push temperatures into the 50s in most areas. By Monday, warm air will attempt to push back into the area. Highs will be in the 50s and 60s. Overall, the weather pattern for next week will be unsettled. A battle of warm and cool air will take place right over us, so showers are possible from time to time. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, with a chance of a spotty rain or snow shower this evening, becoming mostly clear and cold, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the lower to mid-40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, partly cloudy, with a chance of a spotty rain or snow shower this evening, becoming mostly clear and cold, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the lower to mid-40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high around 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear, low 20 to 25. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the middle to upper 40s. Region-wide on Sunday, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers, breezy, high in the 50s, and partly sunny on Monday with a chance of showers, highs in the 50s and 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.